We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is Beaver Sports Talk, brought to you by Willamette Valley's own Pacific Source Health Plans, keeping its members game ready every day. Learn more at PacificSourceMembersFirst.com. Safeway. Stop into Safeway, your exclusive grocery partner of Oregon State Athletics. Your local Toyota dealers. Toyota, let's go places. Spirit Mountain Casino. Have some real fun. And by First Interstate Bank. First Interstate Bank is the proud sponsor of the Oregon State Athletics Community Hero Program. Now, this is Beaver Sports Talk. Here is your host, Mike Parker.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Beaver Sports Talk here on this Tuesday night. I am not Mike Parker. I am John Warren. Of course, people in here probably know that. For all of you listening around the Beaver Sports Network around the state, I'm actually going to be filling in, doing some baseball games here in, it's only 31 days away. It's right around the corner. And so the timing is perfect to fill in tonight for Mike to speak with Mitch Canham. So the new head baseball coach for Oregon State, Mitch Canham, will be joining us here in the first half hour. In the second half hour, we're going to talk gymnastics with Tanya Chaplin, the head coach of the women's gymnastics program, along with senior gymnast Lacey Dagan. Now, the reason why I'm here, Mike and his family are joining a lot of other people over at the CH2M Hill Alumni Center for the Dr. Ken Johnson Memorial Service. What a huge loss that was here in the community. For those of you who are unfamiliar with Dr. Johnson, just a philanthropist extraordinaire. I mean, just one of those nice, beautiful people who do so much for the community. The Boys and Girls Club here in Corvallis, huge Beaver fan, especially men's and women's basketball, always around and doing a lot of things philanthropic and just personal things behind the scenes for years with people. And Mike and his family were very close. And the men's and the women's basketball teams, the entire program at that memorial service, and a lot of people in the community and the Beaver Sports Department. So They asked me to be here. I am here. Ron Callen is also at the memorial service tonight. So we're going to get things started here after our first break, get that out of the way, and hear from our fine sponsors before coming back and welcoming Mitch Canham to the stage here for a first conversation, really, right before baseball starts this Friday officially. And then next week it'll be in full force. I know, it's just around the corner. It happens so fast. So again, I'm John Warren. This is Beaver Sports Talk on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Natalie works as a mechanic 6 days a week. Her goal is to retire early and move to Key West. Some people did this when they heard Natalie's goal. But then she contacted U.S. Bank, who said this.
That sounds great. Let's make it happen.
Because U.S. Bank believes hard work works. And with help from their financial planning and tools, Natalie's working to make her goal a reality. And soon, everyone who sounded like this will sound like this. For everyone working toward a goal, U.S. Bank is here to help. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Wouldn't it be nice if road trips were easy?
That was our 10th consecutive green light.
Anyone need to go to the bathroom?
Nope.
I went before we left.
Great.
Hey, you in the sedan! Smooth merge!
At McDonald's, we're making things easy. Introducing the Savers Menu. Simply choose from the Sausage McMuffin, Hash Browns, Sausage Burrito, or Sausage Biscuit and get another for a buck. Easy. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
And that's how I think you're going to get the lowest toner and maintenance costs across your network.
Excellent. Let's try it again.
Yeah.
Can you not do the whistle thing?
Nope. It's my favorite part.
Are you a driven, ambitious college grad looking for a job on a world-class team with the best sales training in the country? Come to Pacific Office Automation. Don't settle for just a job. Start a career. Apply at pacificoffice.com/careers. Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
High-quality organic food should be available to everyone at a better value. That's why Safeway offers O Organics. Hundreds of USDA-certified organic products exclusively in our stores. From fruits and vegetables to chicken and olive oil and frozen treats to baby food, you'll find a huge selection of organic items for the whole family at Safeway. Food you feel good about eating and serving. Look for O Organics products throughout Safeway. O Organics. Organic for all.
The Civil War series is brought to you by Safeway Albertsons, Spirit Mountain Casino, Pacific Source Health Plans, your local Toyota dealers, and First Interstate Bank. The University of Oregon and Oregon State University want to thank each company for recognizing one of the longest-running sports rivalries in the nation. Ultimately, our student-athletes will benefit the greatest from their tremendous support. The Beavs and Ducks will battle head-to-head once again this year in 10 different sports. Cheer on the Beavs this season to capture the Civil War series.
Right corner to Trace for three. Go!
Straw. All right, welcome back, everybody, to Buffalo Wild Wings and Beaver Sports Talk. Nice cheer. It was a short highlight there. Mike Parker, right corner to Trace for three. Good. How about that basketball win on Sunday night? Wow, that was amazing. Some of the best offense I think we've seen in a long time. Backdoor cuts, weaves out top. The passing was fantastic. 51 points in the second half. All right, we'll get our first guest opinion on that and all things sports, but it's all about baseball. We're just 30 days away from Surprise, Arizona, where a new era begins, but a lot of the players from last year are ready to go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Beaver Sports Talk stage. Our first guest here tonight. Now, let me see if I get this right. The Pat Casey head coach, Mitch Canham.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for joining us, joining me here, Mitch. It's the Pat Casey head coaching position that has been in doubt. So there is a title there, and it's a great title, isn't it? A guy that has meant so much to this program, still in the community, might be listening right now. What did Pat mean to you as a player? But even I want to ask you, after that, after the years when you were gone and becoming, a professional and doing all the things, and then learning the trade of becoming a manager in the pros and now a coach.
Yeah, Coach Case and I have had a relationship ever since I stepped on campus here. Actually, before I stepped on campus here, and it's grown every year. As a player here, he helped form me into the man I am today, as well as everyone else in the clubhouse. And then, you know, taking off into a professional career and playing, it wasn't uncommon to reach out and check in and ask questions about the game or ask questions about how to handle situations in life. And that continued once my playing days were over and I began the coaching process. Remember when I first got offered a job to start managing a professional team, and one of my first calls was to Coach Casey and asking him, hey, what, enlighten me. what's some of the things that you have taught yourself when you first jumped into to coaching? And, you know, he had said, hey, just remember that it's all about the people. Focus on the people. Don't worry about the wins and losses. They take care of themselves. And he goes, that would have saved me 10 years. And I tried to hold that real close. And day in and day out, that's what you focus on. Don't worry about the numbers. Focus on the people.
Seemed like you had that personality coming in, that, you know, ingratiating and a leader. You were a leader so young in those early years, just prior to going to the first World Series and then the two World Series in 6 and 7, especially from your position. Is it natural for you to go into coaching? It's been a few years now, but was it natural for you to make that transition from player to coach?
You know, I think I started getting calls to begin my coaching career earlier than I wanted to. I think that told you where I was heading as a player.
Yeah.
Body started to break down a little bit, but even my time here, it was, I enjoyed pouring into other people and trying to be the best brother in the clubhouse that I could be. You know, obviously, I grew a lot. I wasn't a catcher when I first stepped on campus. They helped me make that transformation, which prolonged my professional career. But, you know, I think just paying attention to the people that were around me. I was blessed. I was around a lot of great coaches. I've had a lot of great mentors in my life. My hero, actually the other night, went to the wrestling match, and I had Jess Lewis sitting on my right, and I had my dad sitting on my left. And that was a really special moment for me because I had my two heroes right next to me, and we're watching the Beavers go at it on the mat. And being surrounded by someone like Jess Lewis when I was here, it transformed me. You know, how open he was sharing his story and guiding me along my path when I was here. Having been struck with a little bit of adversity, you know, they kept me on the course and taught me to do the right thing and stand up and not let others drift down the wrong path too. And I think that's important, is paying attention to who we surround ourselves with. And I've just been very fortunate. There was a lot of guys in that clubhouse when I was here that pushed the needle the right way. And this program has done that as long as I've ever known.
Do you have a good sense after fall ball and now getting ready for the season to start and official workouts to begin Friday? Do you have a sense of anybody in your clubhouse right now who can take over and be that leader?
Yeah. No matter which way you look, there's someone right in front of you that has that ability to be a leader in the clubhouse. It's fun going in there. They do have a lot of fun. They enjoy each other's company. And depending on the situations, someone's going to stand up and be a leader. You know, Troy Klontz is, I have a great feeling about him and what he's going to be able to do. He's put in so much work. You know, I know Rutschman being here in the past, and playing time is going to be tough being behind a guy like that. But watching how he's embracing the fall and coming back after winter break, I'm excited to see him. As well as, you know, we have position guys, we have pitchers, but they're countless, really. At any point in time, there are even freshmen that aren't afraid to stand up and say what needs to be said to get practices going the right way. Whether they're in the weight room or heading to class, everyone's had an opportunity to stand up and show some leadership. It's something that we've also asked as coaches is, rather than us stepping in and trying to always fill in the blanks, allowing them the opportunity to stand up and do what needs to be done. You know, Armstrong solid defender.
Yeah.
You know, anytime the ball's hit towards him, he wants it, and he's always made the play happen. Alex McGarry, another guy who is physical and hungry, wants it more than anybody to go bring back another championship to our great program. And, you know, Joe Casey, he's the way he moves in the outfield, his athletic ability, it's something special.
These guys don't have to be loud. You don't have to be loud, too, to be a leader. It can be done just through actions. It can be done through how they carry themselves off the field, all the different things, correct?
Correct. I think sometimes everyone goes, well, I'm not a vocal leader. You know, I'm just more about doing what needs to be done. Well, doing what needs to be done is also being vocal. So sometimes it's a way that everyone hides and just doesn't want to hurt any feelings. And it's not that you have to always be running your mouth and jumping on everybody and trying to tell them what you think.
Yeah.
But it's a good mix of both. And being able to do that as consistent as possible is extremely important. And, you know, we do have some guys that are very quiet, some guys that are very vocal, but I think it's a good blend. And it's been a good teach for all of us to help the guys that are too vocal. And like myself, I like to chat, to sometimes just close my mouth, use my ears and my eyes, and let others in the room jump off the podium.
Well, we've got a lot to get to, including some individual names, what you expect from this team, the schedule that is very ambitious, but it's made for a top program like Oregon State. A lot of time on the road. We'll get to all of that. I want to ask you, before we take our first break, you brought up sitting next to Jess Lewis and your dad watching wrestling, and there was a tweet showing your team watching wrestling. Tell me a little bit about that. Are you the type of coach that has your athletes, encourages your athletes to support other sports and other athletes here at Oregon State?
Yeah, we're looking to develop on a holistic view, and there's so much on campus that's going on. Once the Beavs won that match, you saw the interaction between the wrestlers and our baseball guys supporting one another. You know, I like going to other sporting events and watching the coaches coach. I like watching how they interact, how their body language is. You know, when someone comes off after, you know, defeat or success, seeing how they interact. We have a tremendous group of coaches here at Oregon State, and I'm looking to learn from them consistently. So going to something like that, we went up and watched them practice on Wednesday. They allowed us to come in, sit in the stands, and watch them go after it as they're beating each other up real good.
Yeah.
And then watching them go out and compete and, you know, bring in the energy for them. We also were able to join with the men's crew team. We jumped on the river with them. That was interesting. It was quite the workout.
I'll bet.
A lot of learning experience there, but I think there's something we can learn from each sport with the coaches, the athletic ability it takes to go there, the mental ability it takes to perform in each of those, and to do it at the highest level. So I just think it's, again, building that holistic view of a student-athlete.
When I saw the picture of you guys watching the wrestling practice, I thought it was you saying, oh, you guys think you work hard? I'll show you who worked hard, and then go watch the wrestlers and trying to drop pounds and do all the things that wrestlers do.
Well, it's 30 minutes that we were watching practice. They were sweating, and they were headbutting and throwing each other all around the place. And then you look over, well, in the first 30 minutes of our practice, was anyone really sweating, or are we just still doing a dynamic
exactly.
warm-up?
Exactly.
It's a totally different atmosphere. But one thing, like, I really wanted the guys to pull away from wrestling is how quick in that match they have to take care of their breath and the recovery, and it's nonstop focus.
Yeah.
So that breath is a lot. And in baseball, we have that 15 seconds between each pitch where we have to collect our thoughts, funnel it down into that one moment where it's clarity and we know what we're trying to execute. And you can see in wrestling, if you don't take that breath and you aren't consistently hitting those breaths, you're going to tire out. And then that third period, you know, that guy has a chance to throw you on your back. Whereas in baseball, you know, it is a long game. And your ability to focus in and be present every pitch matters.
Yeah, that's the thing about baseball is you have to be present on every single pitch. And it's a mental type of thing. Mitch. Yeah. Hang right here. We need to take a break. Tanya Chaplin is here. We'll talk gymnastics coming up. Lacey Dagan, a senior gymnast in the next half hour. Hi, Tanya, as well. We are coming to you from Buffalo Wild Wings here for Beaver Sports Talk on this Tuesday night. Baseball coach Mitch Canham. More with Mitch coming up after this break on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
The Vet Ticks program at Oregon State is presented by 10 Barrel Brewing Company. 10 Barrel and Oregon State are proud to provide tickets to veterans throughout the athletic year, which helps reduce stress, strengthen family bonds, build lifelong memories, and encourage service members and veterans to stay engaged with local communities and American life. To learn more or to register for the program, please visit vetticks.org. 10 Barrel Brewing Company, official craft beer of Oregon State Athletics. Please drink responsibly.
Join thousands of Beaver fans who have discovered how Oregon State Credit Union can help turn your financial goals into fantastic realities. We offer competitive rates, personalized service, and honest financial advice to help you get greater control over your finances. Join today and do more with your money. Visit us at OregonStateCU.com. Oregon State Credit Union, proud to be the official credit union of Oregon State Athletics.
Hey, Beavs fans, have you noticed the OSU athletic facilities got a facelift over the summer? Yep, our good friends at Infinity Images created, printed, and built all the graphics you see on game day. Infinity Images will take your idea from a napkin sketch to a larger-than-life experience with their grand format printing capabilities. No matter what the size, scale, or ask might be, from design to install, they have you covered. Get the ball rolling. Head over to InfinityImages.com. Go Beavs!
At The Barbers, we are proud to be able to serve customers from all over Oregon and Southwest Washington. We are celebrating our 20th year in business. We're open 7 days a week, no appointment necessary. Call ahead to minimize your wait and secure your favorite barber. With 34 locations, come see why over 50,000 customers a month choose The Barbers. Go to thebarbersonline.com to find a location near you. The Barbers, where guys go for great cuts, and proud supporter of Beaver Athletics.
We've all put ourselves in potentially unsafe situations, whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in a badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. Let's be real, we're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Strike Light is here to help you approach every day with confidence. With a heavy-duty shell that takes the form of a high-intensity flashlight combined with the protection of a loud stun arc, the Strike Light is a trusted companion to take anywhere you go. Visit strikelight.taser.com and use the code SAFETY for a $99 Strike Light. That's code SAFETY at strikelight.taser.com.
Hi, Beaver Nation. This is Mike Parker with John Warren. Every week, we'll be hosting a new Beaver Sports Podcast presented by Hum Kombucha that will cover the most recent news about Oregon State athletics. We'll share our opinions and provide an inside look you won't hear anywhere else.
The podcast can be found at osubeavers.com/Beaver Sports Podcast.
We want to thank Hum Kombucha for being the presenting sponsor of the podcast, along with the associate partners La Crosse and Visit Corvallis.
A new podcast will be released every Wednesday. Be sure to join us.
Go Beavs!
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Buffalo Wild Wings. John Warren sitting in for Mike Parker. We have a full house here tonight. The TV screens are going. There was, is that overtime? Texas A&M and LSU in basketball. The movie Major League was on another screen. A couple of chuckles there. We're talking with Mitch Canham, who's taking over the baseball program. Mitch, tell me about fall ball and how that went. To get a first look at everybody, the freshmen and everybody together, I want to say we had good weather. It was a little rainy in September, but how would you assess fall ball before we get started this Friday with the actual season?
Yeah, we had great weather. We were only inside one day all fall, so getting a chance to be out there as often as possible on the field, making game-like situations. One big thing for the fall was really understanding our group. You know, there's a couple of us new coaches that are in, so it's important to sit back and see what's really going on rather than overcoach and say, let's fix this, let's fix that. You know, what's going on here? Asking questions is good. Mm-hmm. Being patient rather than coming in and trying to wreck the whole scene. A lot of these guys were out playing in the summer, making adjustments, and we need to see, you know, what changes they've made. They may not be the person that we saw, you know, 3 months ago during the season. So as coaches, it was a big emphasis to be patient, show encouragement, ask questions. We spent a lot of time doing our player development plans, where we'd meet with one of the student athletes each day. Once a month, we'd meet with each student athlete, and we'd break down their strengths and opportunities for growth and build out a plan for academics, character, skill acquisition, and also health, strength, and mobility. So breaking down each of those sections to give a clear plan what we need to work on for the next 30 days.
Did it take very long for you to implement some of the, you know, just the infrastructure, how you want to run practice, what your drills are, what you emphasize, when you want the athletes to be here, and even the small stuff like when to get on the bus, little stuff like that. Did it take long for you to implement all of that?
Well, a lot of that has already been embedded in this program for a long time. And through my years in the Mariners organization, been constantly building that plan as well. So sitting down early on, the first thing we did when everyone got here is we went camping. We went out, went fishing, spent time together.
Team building.
Big time family building right there. Opening up, sharing stories with one another. And first day at the field, it was sitting down talking about what our vision was and the standards that we need to meet. So we have four big pillars, and that's being selfless, doing the right thing, having a strong process, and having fun. And we talked about what those mean and how we were going to hold each other accountable to each of those. And a lot of it comes from when I show up to practice, making sure that everyone is very clear on what the day is going to look like. Usually I schedule out 7 days. I post 7 days of practice in advance so everyone can see what their week's going to look like. There's no surprises. And, you know, typically if you mess up on a bunt defense or something, you know you're going to get hounded with it the next day. Oh, we messed up. Well, we'll be doing that for an hour tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I think that's reactive rather than proactive, so I eliminate that as much as possible. I had everything scheduled out for the fall, what we were going to hit on, the main talking points, you know, whether it be social media or nutrition, making sure we plan those things out and when to hit fundamentals throughout the fall, when we need light days, when there might be tougher ones. And we have a great strength coach and athletic trainer that take care of these guys' bodies, so we were able to push them. But really, these guys are so competitive, they're pushing each other extremely hard. If anything, we had to tell them, hey, put the bat down for today. You've done enough. You know, trust it that you have that ability, and we'll go from there. But it was a solid fall.
So I would not be doing my job if I didn't ask you for names. And we were just talking about this off the air. Starting rotation, philosophy with how you coach, what you want to do offensively. I know there's been a lot of individual interviews, and you'll have more before the season goes. But just for the average listener listening in, they know Mitch Canham is here talking baseball just a month before the season starts. Overall philosophy, do you take a little bit from everywhere you've been? Pat, your pro coaches and all of that, what do you want to do when you guys are up to bat?
Well, I think it's going to change year to year, maybe month to month. It all depends on your personnel. And it'd be silly to go in there and try to replicate the same situation over and over, because it depends on what your guys are willing to do. And I think with this group right here, how selfless they are and the ability to, hey, what can I do to help us win a baseball game and be successful, that I have that guy's back. You know, there's going to be times we play small ball. I think we have some guys that can really put some charge into the baseball. I know we're, based on what I've seen this far, I have a lot of confidence in our defense. I've seen our pitchers get after it and, you know, work on pummeling the strike zone. So it depends on the opponent. I think that our ability to create a very flexible, intelligent offense and defense is really going to help us, and I think we have the personnel to do that. There's going to be times that, you know, we need to really put up big numbers, and we have the ability to do so. There's going to be other times where it's, hey, if we put a guy in scoring position right here by playing small ball, it's going to put a lot of pressure on the defense, and we know that's going to create a big advantage for us. So I'd look at us as being able to do a number of different things, which is a fun thing to coach.
So we heard for a number of years the players will make the starting lineup. I imagine it's pretty close to the same philosophy. You've got, you know, preseason All-American and Jake Mulholland. You've got Mitchell Berber, Christian Chamberlain, some names that have been guys that have really, really competed hard and made big impacts these last couple of years. You feel good about your pitching?
Yeah. Those names you just mentioned right there with Moley, Verb, and Chambo definitely come to work every day, and they love to teach the other guys too, which is exciting. They're not just there to take care of their own pitch design, you know, and their own work ethic. They're pushing the guys next to them. When someone else is throwing, they're standing next to them and watching and trying to provide good feedback. But I can see each of those three, and, you know, Big Finn, who's a monster on the hill, and Joey Munt. I'm pretty excited about the arms that we're going to be putting out there. Not to mention, Coach Dorman is one of the most energetic and passionate guys when it comes to coaching and pitching, and his relationship building abilities is off the charts.
So you brought up Coach Dorman, Rich Dorman, and of course you got Pat Bailey and the rest of the staff, Ryan Gibson. How is that working out? Everybody, I mean, it's everything's new. Everything's new.
Kinda. I mean, Joey Wong and I played together.
Yep.
Gibby and I played together here. Daniel Robertson came in after. I've known Bales.
Sure.
Even when I was playing here, you know, when he'd be down here for camps, when he was down from George Fox, and I've stayed in contact with him real close. Coach Dorman and I worked together in the Mariners organization and have been very close since then in 16. Billy Rao, who's in there as well, I was his roommate. So it's really, as many things that have changed, we all know each other really well, and we spend a lot of time together.
Did he talk a lot back then?
Which one?
Billy Rao?
Billy can play the drums. Yeah. And he wasn't afraid to do that any time of day or night.
Yeah.
But he was really good at it. Play some good Dave Matthews.
Who's going to be your base coaches?
We'll see. I know we all like being out there. I love coaching third. But I think it depends on the time. Everyone's present. So, you know, Gibson working with the hitters and an offensive philosophy, maybe being in the dugout sometimes is going to be important. Mm-hmm. For me to be out of the dugout maybe can relieve some pressure on some guys sitting there and breathing down their neck. You know, Coach Bailey's baseball wisdom might be something that would be better in the dugout or maybe even at first base. So that's something we're still working through, and I think it depends. The past several years, I've coached third quite a bit. But there are other times, you know what, I think I need to go in the dugout, and I had some stuff to say with some focus points. But Coach Gibson's coached all over the field. Coach Bailey's been out there. Daniel Robertson has been someone that is a tremendous base runner mm-hmm. and through his professional career who would be very valuable over there at first base as well. So we're playing with some different things.
Let's finish on a thought about the schedule, which is ambitious, yes, but it's Oregon State baseball. So you start with four games in Surprise, a couple of games with Gonzaga, BYU, opening up with New Mexico on Valentine's Day, and then go to Starkville, Mississippi. And I know the schedule was made before you got here, but that's a great showdown right there, going down there to a nationally prominent program, and I guess the one of the nicest stadiums, and they fill it up. So that's going to be great. And then Santa Barbara at home. You've got a trip to San Diego State. And trying to think of one more before league play opens up with Arizona. But a very ambitious, good non-conference schedule. You inherit it. Do you like it? And is it kind of along the philosophy of what you would do going forward?
No, I love it. I think it's going to be a tremendous experience and opportunity for all of us. Going down to Arizona has been a tradition, and playing Gonzaga and mm-hmm. everybody. That's something we've been doing for years. And that's always a great opportunity. And our guys have a good routine doing it, so they can still take care of their studies, solid facilities, and then heading out to Mississippi State. You know, I'm excited for that. Of course, you know, everyone wants to play the best teams. They're a great program, but so are we.
Yes,
we've always been
absolutely.
That way. And, you know, at the end of the year, if you want to be the one winning the very last game and dogpiling and coming home for the big celebration, you need those opportunities playing great teams. And, you know, that's something that when I saw them on the schedule, I'm excited to head out there. I love the big atmosphere. how else can you replicate playing in Ameritrade?
Yeah.
Or, you know, back then, Rosenblatt.
Right.
Playing in front of 30-plus. They're going to have a ton of fans there, and we're going to have a ton of Beaver supporters out there as well. We're going to get a great opportunity to head down to San Diego and play, and I'm excited for every game on that schedule is extremely important and is going to put us in a great spot to be at that very last game that we all want to be in at the end of the year.
Mitch, I know Beaver fan is just chomping at the bit. I'm excited. A month away from the season getting started, and we'll do it in Arizona. Thanks for taking time out for us, and best of luck with practice on Friday. Mitch Canham, everybody, joining us here for Beaver Sports Talk. Thanks Mitch.
Thank you.
Good to see you, Mitch Canham. All right, coming up next, Tanya Chaplin will join us. We'll talk gymnastics. Again, I'm John Warren, in for Mike Parker. Mike at the Dr. Ken Johnson Memorial tonight that's happening right now over at the CH2M Hill Alumni Center. Back with more of Beaver Sports Talk on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
With a little help from Main Street Bistro side dishes, you can spend less time planning meals and more time enjoying them. Try pairing your favorite entree with Main Street Bistro's new sea salt and black pepper roasted potatoes. Made with fully roasted tri-color baby potatoes and ready to share in minutes. With real ingredients you trust and made from scratch taste you crave, Main Street Bistro refrigerated side dishes are available in your grocer's meat department. Plan less, enjoy more.
When you were a kid, time seems to drag.
Then suddenly you're 15, and it's completely different. You go from singing soprano to bass, and you grow a foot taller overnight.
But you get through it. I did. Good thing I've had routine physicals along the way. And with my Pacific Source Health Plan, they don't cost a thing. $0 for a routine physical and other preventive care services. And I have zero problems with that.
$0 routine physicals. Just another way Pacific Source Health Plans puts members first. Find a plan at PacificSourceMembersFirst.com.
The Oregon State Beavers and the Oregon Office of State Fire Marshal want you to make a slam dunk for your family's fire safety. Now that we're in cold weather season, be sure to use your home heating equipment safely. Keep things that can burn, such as paper, clothes, blankets, and curtains, at least 3 feet away from any heating equipment. Plug portable space heaters directly into an outlet. Don't use extension cords or power strips. Also, make sure your portable heater has an automatic tip-over switch. Remember, fire safety is your responsibility.
This is Sean George of George Packing Company, the nation's largest hazelnut processor. We thank Oregon State University for their help saving our Oregon hazelnut industry. When a tree disease threatened to wipe out orchards, Oregon State University teamed up with family farmers to find solutions. Today, hazelnuts are the fastest growing part of Oregon's agriculture economy. Please join George Packing in celebrating our longstanding partnership with OSU, and go Beavs!
First Interstate Bank is the proud sponsor of the Community Hero Program. Throughout the year, Beaver Nation has been submitting their Community Hero stories, and First Interstate Bank wants to give a special thank you to Angie Cooch. Angie was nominated by her co-worker, Stephanie. Angie is not only an outstanding administrator for the Yokes at Lebanon Assistant Living and Retirement Community, but she also goes above and beyond every year to raise money and awareness for the Alzheimer's Association and give back to her community. Thank you, Angie, from First Interstate Bank, proud partners of Beaver Athletics.
Nicely done, beef. From London broils and French dips to New York strips and Texas briskets. Who knew you were so well-traveled? Yeah, you're what's for dinner. And it's always dinner somewhere. Bring everyone back to the table and get cooking at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Buffalo Wild Wings and Beaver Sports Talk here tonight. Again, I'm John Warren, filling in for Mike Parker. A big thank you to Mitch Canham joining us. He's the Pat Casey head coach at Oregon State. You're going to hear that a lot. It's a new thing. It's a title for an endowed position, the Pat Casey baseball coach at Oregon State. Mitch Canham, the Beavers get underway against New Mexico on Friday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, and the State of Oregon birthday. From Surprise, Arizona. Let's hope it's warm down there. Then a trip after that to Starkville, Mississippi. I'm going to be doing the games. I'm not going to do what friends of mine are doing and say Starkville. I'm going to say Starkville. Tanya Chaplin joining us now. We don't have to worry about that kind of stuff. gymnastics. Let's welcome everybody, Tanya Chaplin, here to Beaver Sports Talk. Really good to see you, Tanya. I haven't
Thank
seen
you.
You in a while. I talk a lot with Michael. And
yeah, he's chatty.
He's kind of a smart aleck.
We kind of call him Chatty Chappy.
He is. He is. He talks a lot. And he loves all sports. And,
yes, he does.
And everything, and I'm sure you do as well.
Yes.
So we need to make this a quick segment. Let's talk about, first of all, where your team is right now. 4-1, mm-hmm. Event titles in two meets. So was that by design to put together a schedule where you're competing against more than one school? You're going to be doing that coming up this weekend down in Sacramento.
Well, we're seeing that early in season now with a lot of programs. So there's quite a few competitions that have 4 to 8 teams in them. There was a big one down in California two weeks ago when we were in Florida. We unfortunately couldn't get into that competition, so we went down to Florida. And it allows you to compete against a lot of different universities around the country. And so you get to see, so we competed against the SEC and the Big Ten, and then a few of the smaller programs too. So it gives everybody that opportunity just to kind of get their feet wet a little bit before you get into our real true Pac-12 championship season or regular season.
Last time out, you competed and defeated Seattle Pacific and
Centenary.
Thank you. I did that to figure out how you pronounce
it. And their younger programs, SPU, was coming down. They actually they compete against SPU quite a bit. So without being able to get a bigger program in for us, it allowed those two to kind of go head-to-head. And that can be challenging, but our athletes know that they're not just competing against those two schools. They're competing against everyone in the country that night. So, our focus was where we needed it to be and totally on what we were doing. We call it kind of the Beaver bubble. We stay within ourselves and focus in on ourselves.
Do you do the officials move around the country, or do you get this regional group?
So when
the judges,
So when we go to a competition, or if you come to a meet at Gill Coliseum, 4 of those judges will be regional. So that means they'll either be from Oregon or Washington,
and you'll see them often.
And usually, and then but they can only judge at your institution 2 times, so they can't judge more than that.
Okay.
And then the other 4 are from anywhere in the country. So I believe we had people from Texas, we have people from Pennsylvania, we have people from Florida come out, and so they're all over the country. So we don't always, I mean, we know what we're getting, but, it's a little different. It goes to our regional director and judging director, and she chooses and puts people in places different.
The reason why I ask is because in talking about the schedule and multiple, events where there are multiple teams, if there's a strategy and where you go so you can set yourself up with experience with respective judges for hopefully, certainly regionals and then hopefully nationals.
Yeah, and that it definitely does, because if we go back, when we went back to Florida, we saw more SEC judges than we would ever see out here. So that makes a big difference. And for them to see us now and then at the end makes a big difference.
In some sports, you can write down who you don't want to see, and they'll do that. Can you do that in gymnastics?
Yeah, no, not really.
And then when do you...
There are times we would like to, but no,
How close to the meet do you know who's going to be judging?
Actually, I know through the contracts, but I cannot talk to them directly.
Uh-huh.
So I know who we have contracted, but we also have... a time period where we actually cannot have conversations.
No, but you can coach for it.
Pardon?
You can prepare for it.
Yes, you can.
You can say this coach.
Well, it's this official.
Or this judge is brutal.
And our code of points, we have a list of all the deductions.
Yeah.
So that is kind of part of the game. It's your coaching to make sure that you don't have any of those deductions in your routines.
Yeah. All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, more with Tanya. Lacey Dagan is going to join us. We'll have Tanya tell us about Lacey and say all the nice words that coaches will as we continue with Beaver Sports Talk here from Buffalo Wild Wings. Back after this on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
The Oregon State men's basketball team returns to legendary Gill Coliseum this November. Be there as returners Trace Tinkle, Ethan Thompson, and Kyler Kelly battle through an impressive schedule that will surely be filled with exciting big moments. Come experience the Beavers in one of the most exciting atmospheres in college sports.
Trace attacks the basket, off the glass, it counts, he's fouled!
Catch every game this year when you get season tickets starting at just $99. Call 541-737-2050 or head to beavertickets.com to secure your seats today.
Whether it is OSU game day or you're getting ready for OSU game day, make sure Dairy Mart is on your playlist. With 44 neighborhood locations throughout the Willamette Valley, Dairy Mart has everything you'll need for a great game. Beer and pop, iced, chips, healthy, fresh-to-go snacks, even hot deli items, and your favorite Lakme dairy products. Stop into your local Dairy Mart and get what you really want for Beavers
Dairy
game day.
Dairy Mart is here, man. Dairy Mart's right here.
Fast, real fast.
Join thousands of Beaver fans who have discovered how Oregon State Credit Union can help turn your financial goals into fantastic realities. We offer competitive rates, personalized service, and honest financial advice to help you get greater control over your finances. Join today and do more with your money. Visit us at OregonStateCU.com. Oregon State Credit Union, proud to be the official credit union of Oregon State Athletics.
Want to look your best on game day? Then make sure to visit The Barbers. For over 20 years, The Barbers have been providing top-notch haircuts with an old-school barbershop experience. Great haircuts done by the best barbers in the business and a price that won't break your pocketbook. At The Barbers, we are proud to be able to serve customers from all over Oregon and Southwest Washington. Go to thebarbersonline.com to find a location near you. The Barbers, where guys go for great cuts and proudly supporting Beaver Athletics. Go Beavs!
Hey, I'm Jason from Pacific Office Automation.
Great. I'm sorry. Are you wearing a cape?
Absolutely, Jim.
Why?
At Pacific Office Automation, we transform the way offices of all sizes manage their workflow. We're experts at assessing your technology and getting you the solutions you need.
Wow. The cape does make sense.
From copy, print, and scan to managed IT and unified communications, Pacific Office Automation is your one-stop shop to optimize your workflow. Visit pacificoffice.com. Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Hey, Beavs fans, have you noticed the OSU athletic facilities got a facelift over the summer? Yep, our good friends at Infinity Images created, printed, and built all the graphics you see on game day. Infinity Images will take your idea from a napkin sketch to a larger-than-life experience with their grand format printing capabilities. No matter what the size, scale, or ask might be, from design to install, they have you covered. Get the ball rolling. Head over to InfinityImages.com. Go Beavs!
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Buffalo Wild Wings and Beaver Sports Talk here on this Tuesday night. Don't forget, Oregon State men's basketball coming up on Thursday night at 8 o'clock, 7:30 right here on the Beaver Sports Network up in Seattle against the Washington Huskies, and then women's basketball Friday night. There's a big game at Gill Coliseum coming up on Sunday at noon. Is it third-ranked Stanford now? I'm going off the memory now. I know the Beavers dropped. Okay, that's fine, but... The top eight in women's basketball, I think, is going to be – there's going to be a lot of movement between eight and one before it's all said and done because the conference is so good. Tanya Chaplin, head coach with gymnastics, joining me here, and Lacey Dagan, a senior gymnast, will be up here in our final segment in just a couple of minutes. Speaking of conferences, you guys have a gauntlet year in and year out. Utah, yeah. UCLA, you guys finishing sixth in the nation last year. Right. And there are others. I guess Arizona will be at the meet along with Sacramento State coming up this weekend. And then you go to Arizona. So even if a team isn't UCLA or Utah in this conference, they're very good, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, last year we finished our conference had the most institutions in the top eight at the end of the year. So it was Utah, UCLA, and Oregon State. We were all three in the top eight. And Cal just missed out on being there. So, again, it's a tough conference in all sports. We know that one of us is going to be, you know, actually more than one of us, but is going to be right there at the end, like possibly national champion. So, it's a great opportunity to be able to compete against the very best each week.
Yeah, I look at the polls and I say, Oklahoma, what's Oklahoma doing number one? It should be UCLA or Utah or Oregon State, you know, Pac-12 team. speaking of which, how is the new coach at UCLA doing? Because I know that last year, Valerie Condos Field, your good friend, former roommate in college, did the very much deserved swan song and was celebrated at all the different stops in the Pac-12 conference. How about going forward now there?
Chris has been at UCLA forever. Yeah. I mean, he was an athlete there. He was one of Michael's teammates. He's a former Olympian, and he has been an associate head coach there for, I'd say, over 15 years. So he knows that program, but he's still putting his own stamp on it because he doesn't want it just to be a repeat of, like, Val's. He's not Val. So he's kind of putting his own stamp on it and doing really well with it and finding his way.
Speaking of Michael, your husband and associate head coach, what would happen if he tried to do an Iron Cross?
I think right now he'd probably rip his pecs out. But you want to try, Michael?
I ask him that every time I have him on our local radio show.
I don't know what he'd be like the next day.
Was he a pretty good gymnast in his day?
Yeah, he was. I think he was the top ring man at the Olympic trials in 88 and did, some amazing things. So, yeah, he was right there.
Lacey Dagan, one of eight seniors on this this squad that will join me here for our last segment, transfer from Florida. Her younger sister is Maddie, a sophomore on this year's squad. Tell me a little bit about Lacey and what she's meant to the program and the seniors as well.
Well, it's been wonderful having Lacey in the program. She came to us from Florida. She had two major injuries while she was there, had both ACLs, and when she came here, just watching the growth that she had that first year and really finding her passion and love for the sport has been so inspirational for all of us to watch.
Yeah.
Now she is one of our top vaulters and top beam workers. And so I'm just so proud of the progress that she's made and the obstacles that she's overcome to be able to do what she's doing and be one of the top Pac-12 gymnast on those events that she does.
Fantastic. I wish we had more time. We're out of time. Yeah. You're headed off to Sacramento State and Arizona. Tanya Chaplin, Lacey Dagan will join us in our final segment coming up next. Tanya Chaplin, everybody, Oregon State Gymnastics, back with our final segment after this timeout on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Lights are on, doors are open, and we're getting ready to set foot on the hardwood. As we gear up for a new season of basketball in the Pac-12 Conference, we've got you covered with all your favorite teams and endless action on and off the court, from the coast to the mountains, not to mention pregame and postgame coverage jam-packed with analysis you won't want to miss. Catch game coverage live on Pac-12 Network or download and watch anytime on Pac-12 Now.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It's time for the return of Oregon State Baseball. Follow your favorite baseball team to warm and sunny Surprise, Arizona, and catch the first pitch of the 2020 season, February 14th through the 17th, when the Beavers take on BYU, Gonzaga, and New Mexico in the College Baseball Classic. Special OSU fan ticket, hotel, and attraction deals are now available. Visit surprisestadium.com or call 623-222-2222 for more information. For statewide travel info, go to visitarizona.com.
High-quality organic food should be available to everyone at a better value. That's why Safeway offers O Organics. Hundreds of USDA-certified organic products exclusively in our stores. From fruits and vegetables to chicken and olive oil and frozen treats to baby food, you'll find a huge selection of organic items for the whole family at Safeway. Food you feel good about eating and serving. Look for O Organics products throughout Safeway. O Organics. Organic for all.
All right, here we go. Welcome back. We have a very short segment here with Lacey Dagan, one of eight seniors. Beaver Sports Talk, John Warren, in for Mike Parker. Lacey, I'm told you're really nervous. It doesn't matter. We only have about 30 seconds, so two quick questions. How's your senior year going?
Senior year is going great. We are coming off of a big year, so we're just taking it one step at a time.
What's your favorite event?
Oh, goodness. Vault.
And what are you going to do after college? I always ask because the dad in me always comes out. Are you ready for the real world?
I want to be Tonya Chaplin when I go into the real world.
That is a great that is a great answer, and that was not rehearsed. Lacey Dagan, senior on the women's gymnastics team. I am sorry. I wish we had more time.
It's okay.
You're probably happy, though, right?
A little bit.
All right. Sacramento State and Arizona down in Sacramento coming up this weekend. Then the next home meet is February 2nd against Stanford. That's the Damn Cancer Night. Again, for Mike Parker, I'm John Warren. Great to be here at Buffalo Wild Wings, the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College, Beaver Sports Talk has been brought to you by Willamette Valley's own Pacific Source Health Plans, keeping its members game ready every day. Learn more at PacificSourceMembersFirst.com. Safeway. Stop into Safeway, your exclusive grocery partner of Oregon State Athletics. Your local Toyota dealers. Toyota, let's go places. First Interstate Bank. First Interstate Bank is the proud sponsor of the Oregon State Athletics Community Hero Program. And by Spirit Mountain Casino. Spirit Mountain Casino is a proud partner of Oregon State Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Beaver Sports Network.